You do me this, therefore I will do this for you. To revenge. Vengeance is of the Lord. Praise the Lord. But somebody who is disturbing you, you have no sin if you cast him out of your life. Chase him out of your business. Chase him out of your marriage. You are casting out. Now, I told you the other day, listen, church, I said, cast out devil. Cast out devil. I said, there is a difference between a devil and a demon. A demon, devil, are the same thing. A demon and a devil, it means tormentor. Now, the evil spirits, fallen angels, evil spirits, what they use to torment us, it's not those spirits that torment us. They invent weapons that they throw on us. Those weapons they throw on us, they are demons and they are devils. Amen. And they can manifest in any way, in any means. They throw you, just here, from here. The next thing, now something. And that's what William Bryan said, behind every sickness, there is a demon behind it. Praise God. So when you throw something on me, and I say, I return it to sender, then you will say, it's tit for a tat. It's not tit for a tat. It came from somewhere, and I reject it, so it must go back to where it came from. We must balance it. That's what I'm saying. There is time to bind and there is time to cast out. There is time to throw Holy Ghost fire. But you must not. And then Apostle Paul also tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Put on the whole armor of God. Those scriptures give you the knowledge that you are in a battlefield. So there is spiritual warfare. Praise God. You must balance it up. But you don't live a life of hatred, hating everybody all around you. No. Even if I know that you are the one doing me, I will still bless you. If I'm in position to help you, I will help you. I will not say because you are wicked to me, now you need my help, I will not. No. No Christian does that. Praise God. I will bless you, and in my closet, I will throw a weapon against you. Amen. God bless you. Yes. I can't finish all of you. Were you all here last Friday? I only wanted to see those who were here last Friday. Eh? You were here last Friday. Are you? Any of you? Please, now. I want to pray. Eh? I won't be able to take all those questions. So let me just take the first two. I'll see you next Friday. God bless you. Yes.
Shalom, church.
Okay. So my question is when somebody is a born-again Christian, is a born-again, and he's having some challenges, some problems, and the person is praying, and he's doing everything possible to solve the problem. Yes, the problem is not the problem is not being solved. Does it mean that the person he don't have the grace, or the person don't have the person's sin is too much that he cannot have solution? So why is it so that somebody that is born again is having problem and is praying, he don't do anything that we offend God, yet his problem is not being solved? Why?
Praise God. There is no single answer for you. You have to comb it from both sides. The truth is, there is no problem without solution. Because there is nothing impossible before God. There are different reasons why you pray, you You try to live your best Christian life. You try. Listen, if you have done all you are supposed to do as a Christian, there is nothing to the best of your knowledge you know that Satan can use it to accuse you and frustrate your life and delay your blessing. You have done everything you can do as a believer in fasting, in praying, in whatever. You have challenged God in various ways and the condition refuses to change. That is evidence that God's hand is in that matter. So the question is, why will God stand like that and allow me suffer like that? The answer is in Romans chapter 8. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Your life as a believer is determined by God's purpose in your life. To fulfill a particular purpose, he will let you follow a particular route. From Egypt to the promised land was a 40-day journey. But to fulfill a purpose, it took 40 years. Praise God. He has a purpose for delaying that expectation. But at the end, you will know this was the hand of God. If not, continue to pray. And William Branham was telling us, answering a question, how long should I pray concerning a matter? For how long? Because teachers of faith tell you when you pray, that's all. Don't pray that prayer again. It is faithlessness. William Branham put it this way. You are to continue to pray over that matter until the answer comes. Say, continue to pray until the answer comes. And I think I agree with that because it is scriptural. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. God bless you. Let me hear you.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
Okay. Hello.
God bless you.
Hello, Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, church.
Juliet from Spain. God bless you.
My question goes like this.
Yes.
Hello. Shalom, church. My question goes like this. Hello. I listened to one of your preachings from Spain. You talk about the first resurrection. You talk about first resurrection. So, you said after the first resurrection, are you hearing me?
You're on air. Go on. Keep talking. We're hearing
that the spirit will go and meet Jesus on the air. That Jesus will come back again in the second resurrection. He will come back in 1,000 years. He will come back in 1,000 years. So, what I understand before, they said that after the first resurrection, that the mercy of God will leave the earth. That there will be no mercy of God, and the tormentor will begin to torment people for several years. And again, that whoever that is able to be patient for that 7 years will make the second resurrection. Is that true? I want to be cleared.
Okay, Sister Juliet from Spain. I don't know, maybe you go back and listen to that teaching again. There are two resurrections. And the first resurrection is in three parts. The first resurrection is in three parts. The first part is Matthew 27, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Graves were opened. And the saints came out and they saw them in the city for about 40 days. before Christ took them to paradise. The second resurrection is our resurrection that we are waiting for now. The second part of the first resurrection is what we are waiting for now, when Christ will come in the air, and then we will go change in a moment, the twinkle of an eye will change, and then the grace will open, of course. Everybody will go and meet him. The third part is where we have the foolish virgins. These three groups are listed in verse 4 of Revelation chapter 20. And then we go up to be with him, and according to the divine agenda, it will be 7 years we shall remain there, because that is the period that the gospel will be turning to the Israelites for the completion of the last 70th week that completes the 70 weeks that was given to Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. 69 weeks have gone. Between 69 week and the 70th week is the Gentile church age, which closes with the rapture. Then he finishes the last week, which is 7 years, and then we come back and rule with him. Anybody that does not go in this first resurrection, when he will come to collect us home, anybody that does not go, you will remain in your grave till 1,000 years is over. Then we come to chapter 20 of Revelation, the white throne judgment. Any other person that is under the grave comes, that is the second death. Can we read it? Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, 5, and 6. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years we have finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Praise God. And if you go to verse 11, from verse 11, chapter 20, verse 11, that is the second resurrection described here. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God bless you. So go and listen to that message again. Amen. I think the last verse. Okay.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
My question comes from Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 4 to 6.
What's your question there?
Number 4, it says, for how can those who abandon their faith be brought back to repentance again? They were once in God's light. They tasted heaven's gift and received their share of the Holy Spirit. 5, they know from experience that God's word is good, and they had felt the power of the coming age. 6, and then they abandoned their faith. It is impossible to bring them back to repentance again, because they are again crucifying the Son of God and exposing him to public shame.
What's your question?
My question is, what is the outcome of those people?
Outcome of which people?
Those people that the Bible version is talking about.
It makes it clear now. Read it again.
Okay.
It says it's impossible to bring them back.
To repentance.
To repentance again. Seeing what?
Seeing
because
that
they crucified to themselves the Son of Man afresh.
They are fresh.
Eh? But it explains a mystery.
Okay.
These are people. Let's read it. Which verse is that? Verse 4?
Verse 4.
Chapter 6, verse 4. Hebrew. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Partaker of the Holy Ghost here is not receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Eh? They have seen the move of God physically. The anointing struck them. They received the power of God. They received an anointing. They were falling under anointing. They were prophesying. Uh-huh. Verse 5. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. They have seen the evidence. He said, if they shall fall away, if they fall away after all this, to renew them again unto repentance, he said, it is impossible. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Now the question is, how can somebody receive the Holy Ghost, partake of the Holy Ghost, of the good world to come, and still fall away?
That's my question.
The mystery is explained in verse 7 and verse 8. Let's read it. Verse 7 and verse 8. This is the mystery. Verse 7 and verse 8. For the earth, which drinketh in the rain that cometh up upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto causing whose end is to be burnt. This earth here, the ground, whatever is inside, you don't know what is under the ground until rain fall. When that rain fall, and the Bible tells us rain falls on the just and the unjust, the same rain that comes on genuine seed is the same rain that falls on serpent seeds, on tares. So when that rain falls, everything that is around there will manifest and bring forth their origin. So that is the mystery.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
My second question is this.
That's why when some people receive the Holy Ghost, then you begin to see them manifesting. I mean, how can somebody say, you have seen the reality of heaven? The reality, there are angels. You've seen that you've heard the voice of God. And then you still live this stupid life they live. When they're in the church, they prophesy. After service, they are sleeping with a woman in the hotel. And they will come again and prophesy. Their origin matters. They are tears. Tears. The genuine child of God, if a man be in Christ, a new creature. And that's why Christ said, by their fruits, you know that after the rain comes, the seed will grow and they will begin to bear fruit. Then you know which is which. Okay, I think we are finished.
One more question, sir.
Hurry up.
Sorry. Yes. I have an argument with somebody and I'm thinking if it's possible, somebody to die and wake up and start living a new life somewhere else. As a human being,
I have heard it.
So
I've heard that it happens, but I'm telling you, the mystery of the things of the spirit is deep and great. But I don't want to believe those stories. I want to start with the Bible. It's appointed unto man how many times to die?
Once.
After that, what? judgment. If you say you see person who died before, he could appear somewhere, it means the person didn't die. If he died, he wouldn't be alive again. He didn't die. Yes, the last person.
Shalom, Josh.
God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the Netherlands, Chinedu. Go on. Chinedu,
hello.
Go on. Let's hear you.
Okay. Shalom, church. Yeah, please. Yeah, pastor. Please, my question is, how can I get delivered from a spiritual wife? How can I get delivered from a spiritual wife?
Go for prayers. Be married to Jesus. And go for a deliverance minister to pray with you and cast that spirit out. To leave you alone. By prayer, you will be delivered from spiritual wife. Yes, the last person, please. This IT people, tell anybody calling that our time is off, please. Yes?
Sir, in one of your sermon here, you preach that there is no more apostle except those 12 apostles. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 24, there is a man that was replaced, Judas. And Paul apostle let us know that he is apostle of Christ. So we have 13 apostles there. How can you explain that, sir?
How can I explain what? You're mixing your question. I don't understand you again.
What I'm trying to say is that you said that there is no more apostle except those 12 apostles.
Yes.
But in the Bible, now, we find that we find that we have 13 apostles there.
No.
Matthias, Paul, and...
No, you didn't understand me. I said now, in this state of the ministry of, the divine agenda in the state that the ministry is now. There is no office now as the office of an apostle. Yes, there were apostles. Listen, church, we are what God is doing, amen, because this is very important. Why it is important is so that people will not come and mislead us. Thank God the bride can never be deceived. The bride can never ever be deceived. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Amen. Praise God. I listened to one smart preacher earlier in the day. And I believe that he's trying to reply this teaching. But he was smart enough not to make reference to me because he knew I would reply him back. And teaching to prove that, he's gathering people to follow him. John. Gathering people to follow him. And when a man is pointing the people to him, I am telling you, he's a son of perdition. You know what the meaning of a son of perdition? Son of perdition is one that leads to destruction. It's leading people for destruction. Listen, the Bible tells us that the church of Jesus Christ is a spiritual temple. Ephesians chapter 4 tells us that. With a building for the habitation of God. That building is a spiritual building. And if it is a building, then we are going back to the temple that was built by Solomon. So that you'll understand. The temple of Solomon was built first and foremost. It was not David that built it. It was his son that built it. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But his the father, David, put down all the materials. Even worship setting, he set the worship in the temple in order. Those who will be musicians, those who will walk. Even how they will, the priests, they will minister. Two, two, like that. Throughout the 12 months. Set it in order. Before his son came. The Bible says that it took 7 years for that temple to be built. After the 7 years, the glory of God came there to take over and habit his temple. The Bible says that the materials by skilled people, they were provided. Even the builders were provided. So that throughout the 7 years, there was no noise of chisel or hammer. The materials are already provided. What is it? Where are we now? We are here. Where is the stone that fits this place? They bring the stone. The stone was already there. Hallelujah. And it fits in there. Bam. Nothing like it took my book with cotton here. No. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said some. He gave some apostles. Some prophet, he already set them for what? For the work of the ministry. Now, if he, David, set the builders. Now, in building, we know the most important aspect of a building is what? Is the foundation. It means there is the foundation laying ministry. The foundation laying ministry is the apostolic ministry. Hallelujah. And Apostle Paul said, we have laid the foundation and another builded thereon. He said, take it how you build on it. Ephesians 2 verse 20. He said, you are built upon the foundation of the apostles. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles. If any man preaches any other doctrine contrary to what we have preached, let him be accursed. Hallelujah. The apostolic ministry is not dead. It's still alive. It's still alive. If God call you today into the ministry, what book do you carry? Is it not the Bible? It's the apostolic foundation you are looking at. You're only going to build upon it. And he said, no other foundation can any man lay than that which is already laid. Any man say he's an apostle, then we say, which foundation are you laying again? Praise God. So, now, all that you see in the book of Acts, Barnabas, Paul, those 12 disciples, everything they were doing, they were laying foundation. That people who came later were building upon it. That's why their works are put there in the Bible. So there are more than 12. They are more than 13. They are more than 14. The early ministry, all, they were all apostolic, laying foundation that years after you and I that God called, we shall build upon. Praise God. And that's why they left the foundation, the denomination, and they hew to themselves cisterns. That's why the prophet called it. That cannot hold water. And God sent a prophet to this age. Come back to the foundation. Come back to the Bible. Come back to the apostolic faith to turn the heart of the apostolic children back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. William Branham did not come to give us a fivefold ministry. He came to return us there, return us back to the Bible pattern. So there's nothing. Anybody that come and say there's an apostolic office now is unscriptural. He's trying to lead people astray. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Sister Chika from Togo. Shalom, church. Question one. When Muslim or other religion pray, they receive answers to their prayers. Who answers their prayers? Their God answers their prayer. The God they pray to will answer their prayers. Their faith, Jesus, Muhammad, or Satan, I have answered you. The God they are praying to is the one that answers them. Question two. Must someone fast and pray before receiving the Holy Ghost? How about Apostle Paul? Did he ask for Holy Ghost before receiving it? God bless you, Brother Moses. Thank God so much. At my first visit in your church during the June camp, I was healed of breast lumps. He cares, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is already a promise of the Father. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission. Can we read it? Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. Acts chapter 2. Even go to Acts, let's start from verse 36. Therefore, this is Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. This was his last comment. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this sermon that Peter preached, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39. For the promise is unto you, the Jews, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So, but then, when you see others receiving something you desire, you can also ask. And we have an assurance in Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Let's read it. It says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? They ask him. In Acts chapter 8, in Samaria, after Philip preached the unbelief and he baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus, when it was time for the Holy Ghost, he said, wait. He sent for the apostles from Jerusalem. And they came, they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So you can ask for it, and you may just be sitting down even now, and you can receive the Holy Ghost. He determines how he gives. Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. From Finland, Brother Clement from Finland. Shalom, church. God bless you, Pastor Moses. Please, I need your explanation on the statement from Brother Branham made during one of his sermons. He mentioned that Jesus of the New Testament is the same Jehovah in the Old Testament, or the vice versa. But Brother Allen of Faith Tabernacle says Brother Abraham made an error by making that statement. According to him, Brother Allen, Jehovah God and Jesus are two different entities or spirits, as he preached under a topic, God and His Son. Please, Pastor Moses, elaborate this issue. Shalom. Brother Allen, amen, is getting it wrong, not William Braham. Listen, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why do you think the Jews crucified Jesus? Why? Praise God. Why do you think he crucified Jesus? They crucified Jesus because Jesus says he's the Son of God. That means you are saying you are God. Hallelujah. Brother Allen, listen. Let us read Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. He said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Somebody shout sign. Say it again. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name who? What's the meaning of Emmanuel? God with us. Who was Jesus? God with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul told the Corinthians that if the princes of this world had known who he was, oh, glory be to God, he said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, open Revelation chapter 1 again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 8. 8. Praise the Lord. Verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7, Revelation chapter 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. See Jesus introducing himself. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come. Who? The Almighty. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Counselor. Who again? Hallelujah. There's one scripture. The Lord, my Lord, said to my Lord, Psalm what? Psalm 110. Which verse? And there is a statement Jesus Christ made. There's a scripture. I must get this scripture. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Is this Psalm 110? Oh, glory be to God.
110 verse 1.
Eh?
110 verse 1.
Praise the Lord. It's a very interesting verse there. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I'm coming. Allen, brother Allen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I have got what I'm looking for. Go to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, verse 41. Let me read it from verse 41. Are we there? While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They said unto him, "The son of David." He said unto them, "How then doth David in the spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit down on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? Hey, 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 hey. Praise the Lord. Brother Allen, you got it wrong. Brother Abraham, hallelujah. Brother Abraham was not wrong. Brother Abraham was trying to tell the denominationals that same Jehovah God that was known in the Old Testament is the same God that came in Christ Jesus. That is to knock away the doctrine of Trinity. You must catch it like that. That's why they crucified him. He's telling them, David prophesied of me. And he called me his Lord. Then why do you say I'm his son? When I am his Lord. Hey, hey. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we see another one? John chapter 8. There's another scripture in John chapter 8. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe it is John chapter 8. If I am not mistaken. Amen. Where he said... Okay, wait first, I go see that scripture. Where he said, except you believe that I am he, you will perish. Except you believe that I am he. I think it's either John chapter 8 or John chapter 6. Praise the Lord. I think, in fact, in a matter of two or three witnesses, the matter is established. I've quoted enough scripture for that. But all I just want you to know, Brother Allen, is that Brother Abraham was not wrong. And people should stop talking anyhow like that. You mistake the statements of William Branham. Praise God. You mistake it. There's a scripture, at least, the day I came across this scripture so many years ago, I sat down and started meditating. First, Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. From verse 14, 15. Let's read it from verse 14. He's talking about Christ and he said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now verse 15. He's talking about Christ, who is the image of the invisible God. He said, the firstborn of every creature. For by him, Jesus, we are all things created, that are in heaven and that in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Who is Jesus? Is God Almighty. He stepped down from time, from eternity to time. God in the flesh. Amen. Listen, Go to Hebrew again, chapter 2. From verse 14. For as much then as the children, who are the children? We are the children. Who is our Father? God the Creator. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. He is a spirit now. He's not flesh and blood. So he also himself likewise took part of the same flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15. And deliver them who through fear, I'm reading up to verse 18, of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily God the Creator took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. See the root he came. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Finally, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. That is the mystery. That is why he came. Step from eternity to time. Put on flesh. Hallelujah. And that is God appearing. He appeared to Abraham as Melchizedek. He appeared as a human being. Can we read it? Hebrews chapter 7 from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 1. He said, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the most high God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Is that not all the titles of Jesus? See him now, that Melchizedek, that Abraham, that man that he met, without father. He has no father. Without mother. Maybe saying, Papa die, Mama die. Without descent. You cannot say he came from Newi. Without descent. Having neither beginning of death. He has no birth date. Hey! He has no birth date. Ancient of days.
Lord, as you are. As old as you are,
oh,
you will never change.
Ancient of days,
as old as you are,
as old as you are,
as old as you are,
you will never change.
You will never change.
Sit down first. Sit down first. Make a reader for you. I never finished. Go to chapter 6 first. Go to chapter 6. The last two verses of chapter 6. The last two verses of chapter 6. Eh? No. Make I find the verse first. It just came to my mind that, did I say I would not get the proper picture unless Hebrew. Hey. Listen, church. We know where we stand as far as the scripture is concerned. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. Now, go to chapter 5. Let's start from chapter 5. Amen. Verse 5. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Go to chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Okay. Verse 20 now. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even who? Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of who? After the order of who? Melchizedek. Who is this Melchizedek that is in the order of? Amen. So let's go now. Verse 3 of chapter 7. This Melchizedek was without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days. He has no birthday, no end of life. He know they die. He has no beginning. In fact, beginning begins from him. He's the creator of beginning. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, but made like unto the Son of God, abiding the priest continually. So who did Melchizedek meet? He met the creator of the heavens and the earth, that took upon him like a human being for a purpose. And this time again for another purpose. He built a cell, a body for himself in the womb of a virgin, and came and tabernacled in that womb. Oh, glory be to God. And for that purpose was born like a child. Hallelujah. For that purpose offered himself to be rubbish and nailed to the cross on Calvary. He came as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, let's clap our hands for Jesus. The Jehovah God of the Old Testament is the same Jesus in the New Testament. It's not another one. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Finland. Brother Clement. Thank you, Pastor Moses. Maybe your question, the answer now. I am with you 100%. I just wanted you to explain this for your church so they will also not be confused when they read his, Brother Allen's, message in the Contender. God bless you, Pastor Moses. I wish you could visit us one day in Finland to shake the spirit here. God bless you once again, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, false prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God. Oh, no, this generation's false God generation. Oh,
we draw where the apostles are true.
Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with unfeeling joy. Your dreams come up, look up. To find your redemption is here.
Oh, hallelujah.
The day of redemption.
One more time. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless you. Don't be seated one moment. A sister from Cameroon. Okay. The IT department, they send a clarification. He said the sister from Cameroon, first question is from the book of Exodus 21 verse 15. That says, and he that smited his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. She wants you to explain why it is written like that. Should somebody slap his papa before? Slap your mother before? Are you cursed? I will explain that next time. We want to move forward. There are many scriptures I will quote for you that tells you how to honor and reverence your father and your mother. Amen. I will answer you, Sister Gloria also, from Cameroon. Maybe next Friday, I will give you more scriptures. Our time is gone for today. Now listen, church. Praise the Lord. The mystery of iniquity, the mystery of wickedness, wickedness itself is a mystery. Every day we learn. What's your name? Like you came from, she actually came from Belgium. She lives in Belgium. And came for the 21 days Holy Ghost program. Where are you? Where are you? Those of you that came, we came from Benin today. Sister who? Queen. Sister Queen, come now, come. Where is your brother? Where are the rest? Sheila, they want to give their testimony. If you have the clip to show us, they'll be speaking. Come, brother. Amen. Now, I want you to listen because we are going to take prayer points from there. Amen. Christians face battles. I'm telling you. Two nights ago, this was a dream, and God talks to me a lot in dreams. And somebody was under prophecy and was making correct discernments. Correct. It was a woman. And then turned and looked at me and told me something that happened when I was in the Air Force. And said that I mentioned the name of the officer. That I gave somebody 400 naira to go and give him. And that he collected the 400 naira and put it underwater. That is like took it to the marine kingdom. No wonder my condition is still like this financially. He mentioned the officer's name and I know him very well. When I woke up, I think for more than 1 hour, I was just thanking God that he has exposed the problem where they worry me. Hey, are they waiting for today? This night, hey, now the prayer point, what are they called? If you like, pray. If you like, no pray. It simply means some people here, now they feel they worry you be that. Today, anybody will use my kindness against me. Today it must end, though. Amen. To tell you how that, see, I have told you people something. Once something is written, Satan will go there and pervert it. When Jesus Christ spoke and said, bless them, bless your enemy, pray for them. If one person slap you one side, turn the other cheek and slap him, Satan say, hooray! 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 There's Imo? It's in Imo. There's one village they call Ihube. Who knows Ihube? Nadia Ide. One young evangelist was always making noise there. Every day, make noise. Was preaching. Now one young man stopped him. This Bible where they preach, you really believe it? He said, that's why I'm preaching it. He said, the Bible said, if they slap you one side, turn the other side, can you do it? He said, why not? They give it powers. He said, but he said, you should give the other one. He give him again. He slapped their towers. Then he won't slap again. He hold your hand. He said, the Bible say, oh, he didn't say two times. You don't slap here, I give you, don't slap here. There's no provision in the Bible that you should keep slapping me. If you touch me again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, you know, say, see the people that have kept you run down like this. There are people that have got, look at this sister, is abroad. She's been living there. See what happened. Who will give the testimony? Tell them what happened. Talk now. No, you be their pastor. You're not the brother. Talk to the face of the church and tell them what happened.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise Master Jesus. There is one thing I discover about this church. This church always
Come back a little bit so that everybody can see you very well. Thank you very much. Climb this thing.
This church will always lead you to the truth. And when you stay with that truth and you follow that truth will lead you to your restoration. Since 2013, when we come to this church for program, the prophet gave us a revelation that there is something in our father's house that they buried is disturbing our family. 2012, 2013, 14, 15, till this year, God do a great thing in our life. A miracle has just happened.
Hallelujah.
So, my sister came from Benjo for these 21 days. I went to the airport and carry her. I said, let's go to Benin. He said, no, he's here for the 21 days program. I said, okay. So I joined her. We stayed for the 21 days program. As in, we end it on Sunday. So I went to Benin back. So it was here on Tuesday. So she called me that she's coming to Benin. On Wednesday. She said she's coming to Benin. I said, since you come from abroad, you did not come and pay us visit. He said he did not come to pay us visit. He just come for this program.
Hey.
I say, okay.
Jesus, clap your hands now for that faith. And God can't fail that type of faith.
So on Wednesday, he said he's coming to Benin. He said he's in the park now. I say, okay, around 8 o'clock. I called at 12 o'clock. Where are you now? He said, it's today, Lagos, hold up the Ibadan Express, trailer 4, in Ogrin Pass. 2 o'clock knock. He says still day Lagos. 3 knock. He says still day Lagos. I can't fear. Say which can't it be this? I don't know. Say now, devil just they try to pull obstacle so that we know if we get our restoration. Around 7 o'clock, he just called me saying, don't reach Benin. Now go carry on. We reach us. As we reach us, no time to talk. We sleep. As money reach, he say, move gather, move go our family house, move go pray. Ha. Now I say, this one, where you they talk, say, we'll go pray. So I don't understand, though. He say, we'll go pray. Now I say, okay. As we enter motor, we they go. Small time, now I stop. Now I go carry shovel. Now I put for inside my boot. As I push over inside my boot, we reach my family house. We start to they pray. As we they pray, then I say, the Spirit of God tell me, say, something did this area where God want reveal to us. And I see two places. Where go be the place now? Now my sister, we come from Benjo, say, in this year, now this place, now it go be. Now I say, okay, for confirmation, my first dig the other place where I first see. We dig there, we not see anything. As I say, my still dig where my sister talk, as we dig on, we see deity.
Hey!
They carry the mold man with rest and sir, with woman rest and sir.
You can look at it on the screen.
Uh-huh. They put them together. They use name. They took the two of them. And they put 10 cobble. Ten cobble, two. They put her inside. They use white cloth, they wrap her. They use black cloth, they wrap her. They use red cloth, they wrap her. With name and seven. Thank you very much.
Cowries.
and seven cowries, and we are seven in number.
Hey.
I'm the last one. If you look at it very well, you will see one small one. They put that one as Jara as me. The enemy is a liar. So apart from that one, then after we pray, because I did not enjoy what we call father care or mother care. I was very small when my both parents died. So I did not enjoy anything like maybe going to school well or things like that. But I just thank God for our restoration, for our breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 And so the sister, you want to say something? How you take Siam? How you take Siam? You say, how you take Siam?
It was by a dream. Because normally come out every time. But sometimes I try to stay away from it. As we got to Benin, so I took the sand from there. I was sitting down there. I took the sand and the water and the olive oil as we got there. First of all, I took the sand around the compound, and my sister took the water around. And we immediately called my elder sister over there, and she said, before we go in, we have to anoint ourselves. After anointing ourselves, my brother said, this is the place he saw his own. I said, for me, I go backward three times. I said, this is where I found mine. So my other brother came and he said, let me use the shovel. I was using it. And immediately, that one, it doesn't believe anything. Immediately, he pulled it out. He was shouting, yes, I found it. So everybody was just looking because we were six of us and my brother's wife. We went together. And we keep on worshiping God. Even that night, we slept around 3 o'clock. We just worship God throughout that 3 o'clock. We really give God the glory because He really did marvelous things.
And He brought it here today. We don't even have a clip of what the apostle of deliverance. We don't know if we have a clip of it yet. Do we have a clip of what Okudule did in destroying it today? Do we have it? Okay. I thought that was recorded. Okudule destroyed. They brought it here to Lagos here, and Okudule destroyed it. Destroyed it the way he normally does when he travels. Now there's something I learned here. I want to share with you. Listen, church. Listen. I say something, anytime I preach and God confirms it, I get very, very excited. I told you, I said, there is something about revelation. The bride of Jesus Christ is not made of the stuff that runs after prophets, after... Look. That what we try to preach here, if you catch it, you can deliver yourself. Until we reach that stage in this ministry, we have not, as ministers, achieved anything. That is the reason why so-called prophets mess us up. You will pay money. So we that don't have money to carry people to our village, we'll not go get deliverance, Abby. God doesn't work like that. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's ignorance. I'm looking forward to a stage where you will know who you are and claim your rights. There is nowhere you see in the Bible, nowhere that says you should take ministers to your village for deliverance. Nothing like that. In fact, there is nothing you can point to. Nothing like that. You don't know who you are. The Bible says when you come to Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6. Can we read it? From verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6. Listen very well. From verse 10, Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Praise the Lord. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Say it now if you know it. Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 or so. Is it chapter 3 or chapter 10? Verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. What does it say? For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Through who? It's through God. That is prayer. To the pulling down strongholds. Casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience is fulfilled. Can we also read Hebrew chapter 9? Is it Hebrew 9 or 12? Verse? No, chapter 12. Let me be sure. Praise the Lord. Hebrew chapter 12, from verse 22 to 24. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. This is the way the Bible puts it so that you understand what we are fighting. Okay, let me read it. It says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Now only one angel pulled down the walls of Jericho. One. It says, that are they not ministering spirits? Hebrew 1:14. Send forth to minister to them that shall be heir of salvation. When you come to Christ, you have innumerable, you cannot number the number of angels that are around us. You have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That's why we overcome, Revelation chapter 12, by the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. When you come to Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. It is the city of God. And upon Mount Zion shall be what? Say it now confidently. And what? Holiness. And what? The sons of Jacob shall do what? The house of Jacob shall do what? You will possess your possession. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God does what? And the violent do what? Take it by force. Tonight you will possess your possession. By the force of the Holy Ghost. You see, this sister is wise. She came and equipped herself first, putting on the whole armor. And then she now say, oh yeah, let's go. Do you know something? I told you people about the importance of the gift of the word of knowledge. Do you know why she said, oh yeah, they come? While she was here, she didn't see in a dream a particular spot in her father's compound. That was why she went confidently. She got there, finished, she said, oh yeah, let's go and pray. She already had in mind, today, now today, we must possess our possession. God shows you things for you to act. And let me tell you, God will not show you where your problem is if you don't have power to deal with it. But what stupid thing we do is, Igbo, please. Why God not show Igbo? Now you show. And let me tell you, listen, you are the best intercessor for yourself. You don't understand it. The person when they wear the shoe, now you know what it is, the pain I reach. When you go with that anger, there is an anointing that goes with it. You, this nonsense thing, you have disturbed my life, nothing the world for my family. God, don't show me, say, now here it is. If you go there, you say anything, he that reveal it to you will stand by you. People don't know. Sister, we have learned a lot. That's why I told you to wait here. Tell somebody here, some of you, your deliverance is in your hand. By the gift of the word of knowledge, he will show you the person where they do you. You don't understand a prayer point with that. That this person, now in the deal with me, You know what I'm saying? You don't see him. You don't come back from your market finish. You say, Jide, I beg now, find me just one night, I'll give you tomorrow. My husband, no day. You know what I'm saying? I got your money. You already know now. You go tell her, say, Jide, I'll be one call to you. Say, come collect from you. What happened? She now, no get. You say, but you are lying. Now you know the meaning of lying. You must know how to deal with your enemies. You must learn. Once God revealed that this is the person doing you, he gives you wisdom to also deal with that person. Somebody, your deliverance begins this night. Because we are going to pray, oh Lord, I am ready now to fight. Therefore, equip me, Lord, like you equipped Sister Queen. Amen. Did anybody tell you to go before you went? They gave you this revelation, which year?
2013, when I came before.
2013. And you have been begging them to come to your village since. Did they come? They didn't come. I know why they didn't come.
They were asking for we to pay for flight to Edo State.
You see? Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why they didn't come. But nothing can stop your deliverance.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not the money for the flight. Because Sister Queen, you know you can afford the money. I believe God made sure it didn't happen so that your faith will be increased. Amen. He wanted you. Now you he want to use. You know, you came here, you received the grace, you prophesy in your church. I bet my television. Take her away, come up on my television. Thank you. Oh, she's from Belgium. She'll buy another television for now. Come for us. Praise the Lord. Are we ready for battle this night? Anybody that the enemy has suppressed all these years, I declare tonight your deliverance in the name of Jesus. All of you that participated in this program, this is a point of contact. And you are in any form of bondage, tonight is your night of deliverance. Okay, that is it. The fire of that's the fire that destroyed it. Okudili was destroyed. If you look at the screen. It took it there and then they scattered that nonsense. Put fire. Okudili discovered some other things inside. Okudili, come. Come, there was something you saw when you opened those things. Okudili, what did you see? Okudili.
Praise the Lord. When they come, they say it's ordinary iron and image. But when I get to begin open it, I see 1 naira. That's a coin. Under the man's image.
One naira.
Under the man's image. And another 1 naira under the woman's image.
Jesus.
And the iron they talk of is 4 inches nail. They nailed them from the head down. And I discovered that that is what killed their mother and that's what killed their father.
Jesus. 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 Huh.
And that cowries, that 7 cowries, 7 of them is only one that married and they are not in good time. They cannot see each other. Day, afternoon and night, they cannot see each other. Only these 3 can see themselves. But other 4, they cannot see each other. They are not in good time.
Hey, Father, we thank you. Before we pray, let's build this place before we pray. Please sit down and let's collect offering for this building first. When we start that prayer, I don't want us to stop for any reason. I will want your building offering. In fact, all the offerings, they will be at the altar. Please, bring enough offering plates. We are going to collect. When we collect the offering, bring them at the altar. Put them at the altar. Then we collect the tithe, put them at the altar. For the Bible says, money answering all things. Let it be a point of contact, altar versus altar. Let's challenge God to fight our battle this night. That's why I say, don't miss our Friday vigil. You don't know your day of visitation. I am telling you, I am spiritual, very sensitive. Spiritually. God, let this testimony come to provoke somebody here. To encourage somebody here. Go and confirm. Why are you afraid of deities? Why are you afraid of shrine? Hey! Somebody shout, I know who I am. I am a son of God. I have power to bind and to loose. You know me talk. If you don't have power, keep quiet. Every drunkard in our midst here, you don't have power. Every fornicator, woman has taken away your power. Every liar, your mouth will not get power again. Every gossip, your mouth, no power. No power, no power, no power. Well, repent first before you go. If not, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Satan, no, every one of us. You are afraid of that shrine because you know the bad party where they do secret. God bless you. Prophet, God bless you. Go to the altar. Let's go on. Go and stand at the altar.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay, how many people want to join us to build this place with worthy offering? I want sell market. What happened? They close my mouth. Brother Stanley, up to now that 20 bags of cement you never bring them. Where you vow one Tuesday? When?
Sunday.
On Sunday you are bringing it. Brother Jerry, please remind me. On Sunday, 20 bags of cement. Thank you very much. Any other person for there? We never pay. Oh. Who again? Please, I always say our building offering is, it must be something that can buy something now. If you want to bring. If you don't have, you don't have. And don't be ashamed over it. Sit down, tell God. God, you know, say, I no get. I'll come and bring 15 naira, they drop. They bring 100 naira, na cement you go buy, I mean, a block. Na block you go buy. You don't have. Eh? People will have stand up, they bring. You two will act like, say, you get. Well, meanwhile, you no get. Then people go see plenty of people, they come, they go say, Kai! See, then when we go count to finish, now 15 naira, 20 naira. I'm full for that. You don't have. See that, it's not compulsory. It's people who have to give. At least buy block. At least buy bag of cement. At least buy trailer load of iron rod. At least buy, you know, something. Buy sharp sand. Buy, waiting again, Francis. Granite. When you are coming, say, I'm bringing offering for building. Make you know, say, now offering for building. Offering for building is supposed to be the highest for the day. So that our building account can go on and we finish our work. Who are those, therefore, who want to help us or join us to build this place unto the Lord? Can they stand up? Thank you very much. Stand up. Stand up, stand up. Wave your hand. Wave it. Wave it, wave it, wave it. Prophet Joseph, come and bless these hands. That they will be among those that God will deliver today. While you live here, even while you are here, God will be exposing the spot or the person where they do you. Wave it, wave it, wave it. Bless the hands.
Wherever you are, I want you to lift up that offering.
God bless the hands.
The building offering. Those hands that are about to build are not ordinary hands. It is only those that build for God that God himself will build for them. Therefore, as you are lifting up your hands and you believe that God will build for you, wave it very well, not to man, to God. Because that hand you are waving right now, some of you, after now, somebody will call you and give you a house. This amen cannot receive what I am seeing. I prophesy upon the hand. Every hand that has refused to bless you, every of your destiny helper, wherever your destiny helper is now, as you build for God, God will go and wake that person to come and bless you in the morning. If your amen can be loud, you are the one I'm talking to. I prophesy upon your hands. After today, whatever you lay your hands on, it shall prosper. I say it shall prosper. Everywhere a door was locked on your behalf, wherever that door has been locked on your behalf, right now that door will open right now. I prophesy upon your life. As you build for God, everywhere that has been tight concerning you, wherever has closed concerning you, right now that place will reopen in the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon your life. From today you begin to shine. From today you begin to shine. From today you begin to shine. Wherever you have been finding it hard,